All right, welcome everybody to our debut podcast here. Really, should I say nobody? So, cause nobody's really going to listen to this, right? So it's more like so it's more like welcome nobody to the debut of this disaster. Right. I'm Brian Ettenberg.
Jeremiah Lando the Best.
Greg Park.
Juan Carlos de la Vega de la Córdoba.
That's the Mexican. All right,
Juan. I don't know. This is where we kind of drift into dead air.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know.
Well, good night, everyone.
Well, we get together once a week, right?
Here in beautiful, sunny Simi Valley, California.
In a dingy, dirty garage.
In a very dingy garage, because we have 4 or 5 dead vending machines from, like, 1970s.
But it's okay, we keep it classy with the Bush beer.
Bush beer. 30 rack of Bush.
Tonight's podcast brought to you by Bush beer. Clear and bright as mountain air, apparently. Really in a winter.
Now, that's copyrighted. Again, that was Bush. That was one.
Again, we're not responsible for what he does and what he says.
Not at all.
What's a few minutes of dead shit? It don't matter, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, most of this is going to be dead air, right?
Yeah, so just as soon as you get into something, it's like, whatever.
Earlier we were watching anime. Right?
Don't tell people this. it's we were being forced to watch some anime.
Oh, right,
it was
right,
being placed
right.
on the TV.
Yeah, it was. And it was ridiculous. It was an anime about baseball, right?
Yeah.
And
it was very
homoerotic. It was just a catcher going up next catcher. To a pitcher.
Baseball catcher.
Baseball catcher. Yeah. We don't know that. We don't know that yet, okay? But anime's still going.
He's a catcher in and out of the bedroom.
You don't know that. But again, it was a very homoerotic scene. And I quote, he says, what does he say? I say a quote, I don't remember.
Walks up to him and he says, give me all you can give me.
No, I'm going to show you your full potential.
I'm going to show you your full potential. I'm going to draw your full potential out of you.
And you just have to place it in my mitt.
And that was after he told him how stiff he looked.
Yeah. And then he, like, patted him on the shoulder. So anime is a little interesting that way. I guess, am I being homophobic here?
No, I think it's the Japanese people that do a lot of homo shit. I mean, I love Japanese people.
I mean, does that make it
so? But, I mean, and we're not against Japanese people either. It's just, you know.
It's just the homosexuals we don't like. So just get it straight.
You know? Whoa. I have no problems with those kinds of people. Those kinds of people.
Just playing. We're all up here.
No, we are definitely for equal rights.
For some.
I like the silence there. I like the silence that I get back for we are for equal rights. I was like, man, well, you know.
Everyone just kind of looks in gray.
Just,
come Greg on. Is at least for equal rights.
Well,
that's what we're establishing here.
Yeah, I am. I don't like, you know, I don't like people calling faggots.
Not at all.
Or faggots being faggots.
Yeah. You cannot be gay and be faggots. I mean, South Park has proven that pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you get caught some of your faggot, you know? I kind of feel bad for him, you know? Like, most gay people aren't faggots.
Well,
you know?
I only feel bad if they're actually gay.
So, the only way that this topic could snowball is talk about Charlie, right?
right. The man.
Speaking of faggots.
Yeah, speaking of faggots, we're going to transition to.
Just kidding.
Charlie. But do remember who Charlie is. We brought him up, and we will bring him up several times.
You hear him mumbling from time to time.
That's what I
pretty goddamn tasty, if you ask me.
I'm very surprised, actually. Because I thought it would be worse than Natty. Yeah. But
is that my beer, by the way?
It's up there.
If you've never seen a box of Bush beer, it has a NASCAR driver with fishing rods standing in front of a mountain range.
I think that might be a regular fisherman. Do fishermen wear
neon
sponsors?
Colors, and he looks like a NASCAR driver. I don't know. It says white trash is competing.
It looks like he's struggling to take a shit, personally. You see his fucking how his lips
fucking? Yeah, his name is Kevin Van Dam.
Doesn't sound like a NASCAR driver.
Kevin Van Dam.
Well,
it sounds
well
like
a
fisher.
Like,
for sure.
But professional fishers, do they wear nitro?
I assume so.
I mean, he's sponsored by things, too. Do fishers get sponsored?
No, it's NASCAR. It just happens to be fucking fishing for some goddamn fucking reason.
Really?
In the fucking mountains.
I don't know. Okay.
He's ice fishing.
He's a NASCAR driver.
Because the beer is cold. That part makes
orange,
sense.
Orange, red.
I assume.
That is kind of like the trademark.
I mean, his shirt does say, like, nitro on it. So, I mean, I don't know how nitro you can get with fishing.
Like, I mean, you can take nitro and you can't make it interesting. For hours, you know, hours, days. It's nitro, baby. But yeah, Busch beer.
I really want to find one of those cans with the fish on it.
I don't know what you'd win. What we all what do, would though. You win?
A fish?
The realization that you're an alcoholic, maybe?
Yeah, the realization that Busch is sponsoring you for your alcoholism for the rest of your life.
So basically, if you pull a can with a fish on it, then it looks like we have trout there, we have, I don't know, that's the only fucking kind of fish I know. It's a fish, I guess, a marlin.
It's a marlin right there, it's a bass right there.
But anyway.
Wait. Why would there be a marlin if there's mountains on the fucking box? But,
the white folks, they don't know anybody.
You understand that. It don't matter. It doesn't matter.
Isn't he ice fishing, though?
No.
But he's fishing in the mountains, so the assumption is that he's ice fishing for marlin.
That's how drunk you have to be a winner for Busch.
Or fucking stupid.
Yeah, well, same. Either or, it's both. Yeah. I would say it's both.
So if you pull one of these fish cans, you win something, it says. We're assuming it's a
you win great prizes.
Space. It's a trailer space somewhere in Canada.
Trailer space.
Yes.
Oh,
but man. What was the guy's name again?
Kevin Van Dam. Yeah, even as his shirt says, WWW Kevin Van Dam.
No, fuck that shit. We don't want to sponsor this fucker's website.
No, everyone blow up his website right now. Catch that shit.
He's a fisherman. He's the number one angler in the world.
I like how brought to you Busch beer. Logo. I like their logo.
Really?
I like
number one angler?
What is that phrase?
Their catchphrase. I guess motto.
Slogan?
Slogan. There you go. We're pretty dumb here. clear and bright as mountain air.
Real little winner.
Because everyone knows how bright mountain air is.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're on LSD fishing.
Like,
so.
When was the last time you tried to even when you're on nitrous. That to that, you know? Like, this room is so clean, it reminds me of clear and bright as mountain air.
Well, let alone comparing a beer to that. Why do you want your beer clear and bright?
Because this shit tastes like fucking water anyway.
Yeah, it does.
We're very cheap, and we just can't afford real alcohol for our... Or fuck up that we're doing right now.
The fuck up that we're doing. Yeah.
Well, actually, to be honest, like we could afford it. I made a conscious decision to purchase Busch beer.
I mean, we had shitty beer already. I mean, you know, and you guys brought in, you know, Busch.
Yeah.
I thought, hey, why not kick it down a notch? You know.
Yeah. Saturday night, why not? Yeah. So, let's keep it real low, guys. Real low.
Oh, Jesus. Kill myself.
But you know how when we were younger. We had a plan for the zombie apocalypse. I don't know what the zombie thing is really hype right now.
So, TV shows like Walking Dead.
Gaming world, like
it's blowing up in gaming.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like every indie game is zombie related.
It's actually kind of annoying. Like some of them are fun, but I mean they're just flooding the market.
All of them have their own different ways and different perception or concept.
There's a lot of strategy ones though.
Those are good. Not strategy, really.
No, not like that. I mean, there's ones like top-down strategy, like zombie fighting bullshit that's been coming out lately.
Yeah, all right. I can see what you mean. I mean, Left 4 Dead 3 is around the corner. I mean, you could already sense it. Like, if you know the Steam community pretty well, I mean...
That needed to come out a while ago.
Right, but then, I mean, you could already, you know, like, last Christmas, 2013, or 2012, like, they released Left 4 Dead 2 for everyone for free, Christmas Day.
For free.
I was too lazy to get it.
Yeah, I texted you. I Skyped you. Fucking called you. Nothing.
I know. I saw
that
it.
Game's fucking fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. First time I played that was $20 game. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Like,
and then you make. I mean, I made a weapon out of a broomstick and a fucking chainsaw.
I think you're talking about Dead Rising.
Dead Rising. That game's fun too.
Yeah,
obviously, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
But I'm talking, we had, like, the plan. Had a plan to actually try to survive what we would do, you know what I mean?
A lot of this plan, though, was based around, like, acquiring copious amounts of weed. and barricading ourselves somewhere.
Costco, preferably, because there's a lot of snacks, obviously.
I
don't know. Do they have weapons?
But they have snacks.
Costco, they have M&Ms. That's why you go to Big Fives. Quick, you know?
No, that's why you go to Walmart, son. I guess you go to Walmart. Walmart get your fucking ammunition in it.
This is coming from the guy that bought Busch beer. He wants you to go to Walmart to buy fucking weapons for the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Well, not buy them. Steal them.
This is where we got the beer, though.
Walmart?
Yeah.
This is Walmart beer?
Yes,
Walmart
Busch beer. Okay, this does not look like a fucking Walmart beer.
First place we stop to get Busch beer. Because obviously we
Costco won't have it.
To fuel our...
So I'm gonna definitely say this is a NASCAR beer. Like, this is the low end.
Hey, this is an American beer, buddy.
Was it right next to the fishing rods?
It wasn't, because like this Walmart we went to was like the new one that opened up. The third Walmart in our fucking town, by the way.
Oh. Third Walmart in a how big is this city? Is that 10 miles long town?
Yeah.
Maybe.
10 mile long town.
No, no, but yeah, but it's just like their grocery store. Just.
Oh.
It's a fucking grocery store.
Walmart grocery.
Yeah.
Walmart grocery store.
We have two regular Walmarts and then a Walmart grocery.
Which is sad.
Didn't that take over the Mervin's?
Yeah, it did.
That's the white trash.
No, no. That's just a regular. Walmart. Hey, I like Mervin's and shit. Come on, BK Ratchet's there. That's a regular ass Walmart right now, fucking. But just over kind of on Tapo and shit. That's where the fucking the Walmart.
Well, Juan rambles Mervin's on about Walmart. Juan actually has a good story about BK Ratchet's and punching a woman. Would you like to hear that? Yes.
Oh yeah. All right. So first of all, like. You know, she was a girl. I'm not going to lie about it. She was fucking 10 years old. But.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
This sounds like a Walmart story. It actually has nothing to do with Walmart. It's fucking. But yeah, so she was 10 years old. But granted, I was 10 years old too. So this is when I was a kid. Right, so fucking.
Start young.
Disappointment in Greg's voice when he hears that the girl was also 10. He was hoping this was yesterday.
Something.
So last this bitch came shit. Right at me. I'm just fucking.
This little 10-year-old cunt comes my way and she starts talking shit. No. But,
cunt, you said cunt. That's the first of many cunts that will be on this show, including Charlie.
That is absolutely true.
I like it, Jim. But no, so getting back to the story, right? So fucking, I was 10 years old. Mom took me to Mervin's to get some new shoes, right? And these are some badass motherfucking shoes because they're fucking BK Ratchets. And all you guys ever fucking rollerblade. I didn't until a few months ago for the first time. I'm a fucking 28-year-old man, almost. But so I got the fucking BK Ratchets, right? It has that strap just like the rollerblades do. And shit goes like, all right, so fucking badass fucking shoes, you know, brand new, black and white, worn right out of the store. I go a few blocks away to my fucking aunt's pad, right? And fucking my cousins are there and shit. And like my cousins tell me, like, you know, come outside. We want to show you something. I was like, all right, cool. So I'm gonna fucking go outside and follow them and shit. What I didn't know is that what they had outside is fucking they dug a hole in the fucking dirt. They fucking lined it with the trash can and they fucking filled it with water and covered it with dirt so you can't fucking tell. They used to fucking try to use it to catch possums and shit. I didn't fucking know that.
Kids do on
yeah, right. So I had this whole fucking shit set up, and she's all fucking hype, and I was like, yeah, sure, fucking why not? Fucking like, let's go. So she walks me over there, fucking grab my hand, dragging me around. It's like, what happened? And then fucking she pulls me out and splash right into that motherfucking puddle and shit. Muddy water was all fucking muddy. Pull my shirt out, it's all fucking dirty. My fucking cousins, there's three of them there, all girls, laughing their motherfucking heads off and shit. Kind of take a little quick little look around. Look her. Boom! Just punch a square in her motherfucking chest, dude. And fucking I caught her mid-laugh, too. She's like, hey! And she fucking like, took the wind right fucking out of her. And she still fucking started fucking bawling and crying. Runs inside, goes to my fucking aunt. Next thing I heard, fucking my aunt fucking yells out my fucking name and shit. So naturally, I come to say what's up. And she's fucking yelling at me. She's like, why the fuck did you do this to your cousin? Blah, 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 blah. And all this bullshit. And I was just like, and I just real calmly. It's just like, hey. Fucking, I had my fucking brand new shoes. She walked me out there, made me fucking step in the motherfucking mud and get them all fucking dirty and shit. Just look at my shit. Took one look at him, took one look at her daughter, and let me fucking go and shit. And I punched the fucking shit out of her. I was fucking taking karate and shit too, so fucking, I fucking busted her motherfucking ass and shit. And I got away with it and shit too. And it's like my mom was there too, and just looking at each other, and it's like, alright, shit. And I fucking felt good as fuck. Not because I punched her like a little girl, but fucking, I got away with it. I got away with it, you know. When I was a little kid, it's like that's a small victory for me, but it fucking meant something and shit. And I hope something.
Getting away with it. That's some Batman shit right there. That's
some justice.
Fucking hey, justice.
Hey, that was some motherfucking justice, man.
Hey, that's 10-year-old justice. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly, man. Shit. So,
so wait, I want to know more about this possum hole.
Oh yeah, right. You're just fucking in it. Well.
Yeah,
explain. So where my aunt used to live, right, is fucking is connected to some fucked up ass house in the backyard and shit. And when the earthquake came in and fucked up, there's like a bunch of fucking trees and shit. Fucking homeless people used to hang out there and shit. They fucking sold drugs there for fucking sure and shit. But all the time, especially like during the summertime, all these fucking possums would always fucking come over and shit. And I guess like there's this one cat used to live with my aunt, and I guess he taught these girls how to make this fucking trap, right? So they try to kill a possum. They never actually fucking caught. They never caught a possum in there and shit. The only fucking shit they caught was fucking my dumbass walking in there with my brand new fucking shoes and shit. But yeah, that's pretty much that's where the whole fucking possum thing goes and shit.
I thought he said the possums come over. just come over like, hey, what? Just coming by.
A bunch of possums standing on the other side of the hole, just chilling,
laughing and watching. Carrying a walking stick of shit, twirling around a little, casually coming over.
No, but seriously, what was it? Was it literally just a mud hole?
Hey, man, it's, you know, like quicksand, right? You can't tell it's fucking like quicksand and shit. It's just same shit.
Quicksand.
Where have you ran into quicksand before?
In the movies, Jeremiah. In the movies, all right?
Quicksand. How elaborate.
All right, she did. And fucking, we laugh about it to this day, so it's all good. No charges were pressed.
On this one.
This one time, though, shit.
Fuck. I'm still curious how a mud hole caught anything. Or I guess technically it didn't.
I made history that day. I was on the
history!
Speaking of catching shit, Jeremiah, remember when you used to fucking kill rabbits in the neighborhood?
I thought you were talking about my VD.
What the fuck? Shit.
Fuck. Meshing up. Yeah. We used to go hunting for rabbits. You gotta remember, this is Simi Valley. And so, we buy our,
food at the rabbit hole?
No, our little pellet guns at Walmart. And we drive around with our, crazy Vietnamese friend. As you can tell, we have a lot of Vietnamese friends. I'm not sure why.
Wait, driving around? Like, you do drive-bys on bunnies?
Yes, we did. We would be...
Dude, like, right up in this hood, dude. Like, right up in this shit. Like, right back here.
And we would drive around, and we would snipe fucking rabbits. And... So one time...
Wait, up in the rich neighborhoods?
Up in the rich neighborhoods.
Yeah, like down Fitzgerald, like to the bougie
parts. Did you do anything with them, or you just left them, like, splayed out on some rich guy's lawn?
So here it is. We went out one night, and we had capped a couple. My friend Cosme, our token black friend...
Capped a couple.
He had shot a rabbit that was underneath a car. We left it squealing like crazy underneath that car. I'm not sure how that died. That was a mean one. But...
That kind of seemed like they all were mean ones.
Yeah, well, man, I'm killing rabbits.
These rabbits, you know.
They were in your way.
Little fucking cunts. I don't know. What the fuck? We don't like rabbits.
I'd like to apologize to the good folks at PETA and shit. This shit really didn't happen. We're just making up a story.
Yeah, no, this is all fake. Obviously. So we pulled back up to my friend Dewey's house, and I shot a rabbit in his neighbor's front lawn. And so this motherfucker was pretty much dead. But Dewey decided that he wasn't all the way dead, so he hops out of the car with a Daito, which is a wooden Japanese sword, and he smacks the
Wait.
Oh, my God.
He was in the car with a sword, just chilling.
Well, yeah, we needed a way to finish off the rabbits, obviously. Come on, Brian. He finishes off the rabbit and decides to pick it up with the Daito and throw it into the next-door neighbor's backyard to get rid of the evidence, obviously. So,
that's not getting rid of the evidence. That's dumping it on someone else's, you know, lawn right there. That's exactly what happened.
So the way I picture it is, you know, neighbor's kids woke up the next morning, beautiful Saturday morning, went out to play some frisbee, and they see a dead rabbit with a crushed skull in their fucking side yard.
Jesus.
Should have left the sword in it.
Fucking Peter Rabbit's dead body in the lawn, dude.
God, I should have left a fucking note. No, just, sorry or something.
A note. We threw a dead rabbit into the backyard. Yeah. There was no apologizing for that.
Pretty sure that's a crime. Yeah,
a should have ran the sword through the rabbit through their front door and just left it fucking
dangling off the front
door. The white kid opens the door. It's like, ah!
I don't know. The neighbors are Asian. That might have been a hate crime.
I don't know. Or
the
dinner.
Delivery. Yeah, delivery. I was
going to
say.
No, it wasn't a cat. Still wrote it.
But you never had no rabbit, dude?
Not a fucking capped rabbit with
Well, how else are you gonna get a rabbit, dude? You're not gonna fucking cook a whole and shit. It's not a fucking lobster, dude. You're not gonna fucking throw in a pot.
I'm gonna have my luck with my fucking the quicksand. Fucking, you know, just dig a hole. You know, hope for the best. Don't care in there. Fuck, I don't know.
Eating possum out of the quicksand hole.
Yeah, exactly. Shit, dude. Zombie thing happens. You know. I like how we went from talking about zombies. Now we're talking about killing rabbits.
Hey, it's just gonna fucking save your life one day.
We build sand traps and shoot fucking zombies. It will all work out.
I guess we're not eating them. No way.
No. But now that I realize it about the possum hole, it's not like it was a fucking deep ass hole. It's maybe fucking like 10 inches down. Like a fucking possum wouldn't be able to fucking just walk right out that bitch, just pissed off.
Like you, he punches a bitch in the chest.
Gets away with it, dude. Like, come on.
Your bitch got me dirty. Yeah. Possum stomps off.
And morally, dude. Got off the hook. Punching the bitch in the face.
Oh. I got your back, possum. Don't worry about
it. I like how the transition's still going on between, like, Asians being the Hollywood film or whatever, right? Like, having Asian people.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Having Asian people in films? That's what you don't agree with?
Know, man. Okay, so like
Jet Li tried and failed. All right, I'm saying. Although Romeo was that, it was a cool movie. Okay, like Aaliyah, yeah, it's fine.
Continue, Greg.
I'm just saying, like, because of this introduction to now this whole Korean culture that's been happening for the last what 3-4 years.
The you know, Korean you know, culture?
Yeah, you know how people like you know white people are getting more like into Korean culture, like Korean barbecue.
Korean barbecue,
yeah. Like that's it's becoming
on a superficial level, yeah. Going.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, it's getting to the point where. Like, I go in, I've been, you know, handing out, or, you know, sending out a job application left and right, and all this interview, and, like, I like how a lot of the white employers, right, ask me if I'm fucking, which Korean am I, you know?
Which Korean?
Yeah, like, when the like fuck's the last time you walked into a North Korean? Like, and if you did run into a North Korean, what the fuck are you gonna do about it? Call 911? Hey, there's a North Korean in front of me.
He's a communist. Get
He's
him.
A communist. Get him. Gosh, I'm not going to just show up on the fucking door looking for a goddamn North Korean like any Asian person would fit that profile.
We'll see tonight. I'll call the fucking police on you. Tell him I know a North
He's
Korean.
He's wearing red.
No, what you should do is next time somebody asks you that, tell them that you're North Korean and that it was a long struggle for you to get out of the country. And they'll probably hire you because you've went through a lot of hard shit in your life and you need a job.
Don't be like, wow, I'm not hiring this crazy motherfucker. Wow.
I wouldn't hire a Korean to begin with. To be
oh,
honest.
Jesus Christ. Here comes racism.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I mean, Brian is Jewish.
Yeah, he's Jewish. Call him our Juju Bear.
Yeah, he's Jewish.
Yeah, fuck white people.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Unless you're listening to the podcast.
Like 85% of the time, fuck white people.
Yeah.
Except you good white folks out there listening. Yeah, we love you.
Yeah,
50%. 15%. Jackbuck. Jackbuck.
With the 15% of our imagination that's listening right now? Yeah, I got you.
That includes the hipsters. Fuck hipsters. Fuck. If you're a hipster, listen to this.
Yeah, I agree with that. Pretty across the board, you know?
Yeah, fuck hipsters.
Equal opportunity hate.
I heard hipsters are wearing monocles and shit now.
Monocles?
Yeah, and Birkenstocks.
Birkenstocks are fine. I'm gonna punch the first hipster I see.
You ever worn a pair of Birkenstocks?
Dude, what the fuck is
monocles? I've heard that they do.
If you see an asshole walking around, he's probably
Reginald. Just fucking call him Reginald.
It has to be Reginald.
Yeah, dude.
That has to be the hipster's name.
Yeah. And they still have those fucking asshole fucking like mustaches and shit all curled up and shit.
Well, those are not asshole mustaches.
They're kind of asshole.
It's like a honky white person.
It don't matter if they're white or not. But
they're Asian, they can't grow facial hair.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Yeah, I
just right here, dude. Just right here. They curl the Fu Manchu up.
Yeah, I can't do that shit. Looks like a bunch of pubic patches growing on my chin. That's pretty much what happens with your Asian trying to grow facial hair.
Right the sides.
Unless you're Japanese like Greg Yuechi, that guy fucking grows like a fucking chia pet, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Shit grows in like 2 days.
Was it the radiation?
Probably. Okay. Yeah.
Shit. What radiation?
Maybe you did, dude. You ever see a fucking some other fucking kind of Asian
kid? Yes, I did see Godzilla.
He's a third generation of, you know, them kinds of people.
Them kinds.
them kinds of people.
Hey, but the genes pass on, right? You know, so you never know and shit.
But yeah, but the grandparents were like fucking nuked and then transferred over here.
that's right.
You
and
Japanese people. Exactly. Because they got bombed doesn't mean all the Japanese people in the world got bombed. Like, spiritually, yeah, they got fucked over, but, you know...
And, like, 50% of them were in concentration camps.
Yeah, man,
and
they, were already hurdled up and, like...
Oh, you think America didn't fuck with them while they could, while they had them all in one space?
Oh, that's true. They did a lot of rape.
Please.
A lot of unintentional sex happened.
Rape, that's a given. But aside from that, I'm talking about all the weird, crazy shit.
What the hell is unintentional sex? Just kind of fell into it?
It's like you're a pretty fucking fat bitch. Yeah, exactly.
That's unintentional.
There you go.
At least that's what you tell your friends.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Thank you, Mr. fucking Jeremiah over here saving my life. Unintentionally, yes.
So where the fuck were we at? How do we get to fucking fat bitches?
Unintentional sex.
Unintentional sex. No, but before that, we're talking about fucking concentration camps and shit and how.
Before that, you're talking about how
all Japanese before Vietnamese. He's the racist one.
Yeah.
Again, that's the Mexican. He's just racist as shit.
Dr. Xavier is Japanese. Who rolls off the tongue? Xavier. Totally Japanese.
Wait, rolls off the tongue. That was a cripple joke, right?
Can't go that way if you would.
I didn't finish making my point, did I? Whatever, fuck it. Doesn't matter.
Go ahead, man.
What was your point?
Yeah, I
forgot what the fuck I was talking about. I don't think it matters.
Oh, I mean, the story you told was, like, just magnificent. I mean, that was...
I'm enamored by the possum hole thing.
Yeah.
It's really stupid when I never fucking actually knew this, like, the first time I actually sat and thought about fucking the actual concept of the fucking possum hole.
It's just a hole that you literally hope they fall into.
Yeah.
It's not like a trap with food in it or anything. It's literally just a hole.
And it's not deep. There's nothing in it that can hurt it.
It's just a mud puddle.
It's a fucking mud bat, dude.
It's not even quicksand worthy. It's just a mud puddle.
The way Juan described it is quicksand. It's
a mud puddle.
Quicksand for
who? It's a fucking puddle.
For my dumbass, apparently.
It pushed a fish over a puddle.
Bush beer, is there tank beer too?
I hope there's Bush Light. I'm sure there is.
Bush Light.
This is too heavy for you.
Whoa, man. Bring on the Bush Light. Gotta water this piss out a little bit more. It's fucking. I like how Charlie's house is like the sanctuary of all this bullshit that happens.
Not the bullshit that has happened.
Exactly. This is high school.
Were you here when they microwaved fucking chew and smoked it?
I was there.
You were there?
I did it.
So you were...
Please elaborate.
On with everybody?
Was this when Andy did it? Or when... Because me and Charlie did it.
You did it more than once?
I've done it once, but Charlie took after you guys doing it.
So our friend Kevin...
Well, I never did that shit personally. I mean, I'm going to absolve myself in that fucking shit. But please, go on.
Our friend Kevin and a couple of our other friends decided to dry out some chewing tobacco in the microwave and see if they could smoke it out of a bong, out of a pipe, out of multiple things. And they each took their turns hitting the shit in the front lawn of my friend Jason's house and almost died, I think. They basically fell on the lawn drooling and twitching and...
oh, God! Yeah. Damn, dude!
It is nasty.
Well, Brian's the only one here apparently that has tried doing it. So, Brian, let us know about your experience.
Yeah.
Smoking dip.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Basically, I came over here and we were like 16. We're idiots. And
as all 16-year-olds are.
Charlie was talking about how you guys did it. And he was like, we should try it because they did it. I'm like, okay, that sounds like a good idea. So we went out and got dipped and microwaved the shit. And we made a little water bottle bong to smoke it out of. And Charlie took like two hits and started coughing up. He's like, I can't do this shit anymore. I was like, all right, what the hell? I was taking like 3, 4, 5 hits. I just kept smoking that shit because I was like, well, I don't know. It was there. We didn't have anything else to smoke.
Like, that's a lot.
And that's a slogan to see down, by the way.
Nothing else to smoke. Might as well. Microwave some dip.
Except usually,
it's just fucking rabbit.
Except usually they're talking about meth, but that's beside the point.
No, heroin, because this is the capital of heroin, apparently.
Apparently.
According to Dr. fucking goddamn Baldy McFuck over there.
McAsshole?
Phil.
Phil.
There you go. That's
how he goes on the show.
Nah, but kids are fucking doing that shit. That's fucking crazy, though, man. Yeah, fucking heroin and shit. You know, I thought crack fucking got rid of that once and for all and shit, you know? But fucking now I gotta worry about fucking... My fuck is doing smack and shit. That's
expensive too. I don't understand how they're affording it.
Kids got money. They're not fucking doing that shit out. Well, they might be doing it out in fucking.
Nah, heroin's in cheap. LA and shit. Heroin's hella cheap.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I saw that on Dateline.
Dateline must be true.
You gotta believe Diane Sawyer.
How old are you? What's a Dateline?
Old.
Shit. Can't you see the receipt in heroin? Just kidding. I love you, Jeremiah.
Okay, all we all
have our faults here. The one that talks about my receding hairline is about 5'7".
Thanks for giving me an inch. Appreciate it.
Yeah, come
on. That's why I almost got caught in that possum hole.
Almost drowned in that shit. Well, anyway, so
you know I can't
what
swim.
Happened? What happened? What did it feel like? I mean, was it
nothing
just
really. I didn't feel like that, like, nicotine high. Uh-huh. From smoking cigarettes or anything, it was kind of nasty. It burned your lungs slightly. Well, obviously.
You just felt the cancer?
Yeah. You just feel the cancer growing immediately.
Oh, man.
But it wasn't terrible. I mean, that's why I kept smoking it. But, I mean, we've done so much worse with the fucking, like, smoking 6-7 cigarettes at once, have an orange.
Oh, yeah, the G-bomb. Yeah.
That, what's going on
what?
There?
What?
Okay.
All right. We pulled an orange off his tree, and then we poked holes in it. And then we poked a breathing hole in it, and we put, like, 6 lit cigarettes in all the other holes and lit them, and then breathed through the remaining hole. So it gave you an orange flavor of massive amounts of nicotine.
You got citrus tumors.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fair enough.
And I just named it G-Bomb.
G-Bomb, interesting. G-bomb. When the fuck was this?
Well, this is fucking way back.
Like, yeah, 18?
Yeah, 18, now 16.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's quite disgusting.
I liked it.
Of course you did.
The only reason it tasted like orange is because after poking so many holes in the orange, it's just juice.
It's just leaking out the hole.
Yeah, like after you hit one, your hands are sticky like you just jerked off 8 times. It's not a good picture at all.
It totally happens to me when I jerk off 8 times, you know?
Can you? Just a fucking rough night, man. I mean, just
rough afternoon. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've been pulled over time before. Come on now. It's like going Super Saiyan with the Asian folks.
God damn it! I do that fast Asian phone.
Just fucking power it up, dude. Hair's turned yellow and shit. I'm talking about all
that's not for the
hair.
Dry jizz.
Oh, man. That's nasty. That's fucking disgusting.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, well. That's what Bush does.
There goes my hope for this podcast getting me women.
Well, you know, rabbit killer to, you know,
sandal. Friends with chronic masturbators. I mean, I'm the whole package, ladies. And my receding hairline that Juan's brought up. I mean, shit.
I mean, she can never cheat on your friends, that's for sure. Come on, we're all
hey,
disgusting.
That's true. That's
we
true.
We are very well, pervy.
Oh, Greg's the stamina king, apparently.
Dad, what the fuck are you talking about?
8 times?
That's 10 minutes.
Fuck you, Jeremiah. Fuck you.
It's Lando, motherfucker.
Truth hurts. Truth hurts. Both ways.
There's a lot of Bush around.
A lot of Bush. We're not talking about ladies either.
No, there's no ladies.
Absolutely it's none.
Not one lady around here.
The big dick party around here.
I like that big dick party.
Well, big.
I mean, I don't like big dick parties. I'm just saying.
I
like that Greg described me as a big dick person. If that's what you were saying.
Right? No, absolutely not. I have never seen your penis. Okay. And will...
Whoa!
I hope I won't.
But someday.
No. There is
Greg, okay.
No. I want you to sit down, Jeremiah.
Whoa.
Just smack it onto the table.
See, Brian knows that I can smack it onto the table like that. table's only fucking 1 foot off the ground.
Fuck Charlie.
Of course. Our go-to material.
I mean, if you don't know Charlie...
Describe Charlie. And let's say...
In so many words, I can't. I need to... This is like a doctorate I'm writing if I have to describe Charlie.
This
is
thesis.
Yeah, exactly. Describe Charlie. He is... He's a lovable guy. But he's very unique in ways. Like, he watches way too much anime... For a person of what he's trying to do. Like, he's trying to become a doctor.
Yes. Like, this man did graduate from UCLA.
He's a smart guy.
And he is going to go to optometry school.
Yeah.
He's going to be an optometrist.
He actually got accepted today. I forgot the school name because I really don't give a
fuck. Oh, cool.
He did get accepted.
Well, this is a guy you don't want touching your eyes because there's probably cum or Gundam parts.
Oh, Gundam parts. For cum.
That's how he glues his Gundam parts together.
Absolutely. Or even paints it, too. He's got even the blow, you know, spray blower thing. Paint blower? Spray gun?
There you go.
Something.
He builds fucking Gundams, and we don't know what the fuck we're friends with him for. Yeah, but hey, we love the guy.
Yeah. So he does that, and he's such a drunk bastard. The thing about Charlie is that...
He's incredibly racist.
Oh, yeah. He acts an African American would. Like, you know, he talks really ghetto for a guy who has a high degree.
And he says honky a lot.
Honky is like his go to. He's like, it's like a period or a comma for him.
Yeah.
That's the only word I can understand that he said. Yeah, it's like, rah, 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 honky.
Honky.
I'll say, okay, so describing that, Charles has a really bad mush mouth and no one understands what the fuck he says half the goddamn time.
Especially if he's drunk. It's over. Like,
it's just words that he's learned how to enunciate throughout his life, like beer, liquor, honky,
Gundam,
and then a bunch of mumbling in between.
Absolutely,
and racial slurs every once in a while. It's for good measure.
Well, he's drunk. It's like a third of what he says is honky, but surprisingly, he never says the N-word.
Not much.
He just says like.
Just when he's drunk.
Only when he's rapping to Wu-Tang inside of his BMW.
Yeah, that's another, you know, but he surprisingly just drops the H-word. Yeah. Like
the H-word. I've never heard that H-word. Before.
Yeah.
The H-word.
I was writing in my okay mind what that was.
I'm not okay saying the N-word, but honky, though. I'll say it all day.
I'll say it.
I'd like to apologize to our Caucasian listeners for the use of the H-word.
But that's just who Charlie is. I can't censor that about him. I mean, that's just who he is. I mean, we love him for that.
His persona. That's what we put on his his match.com.
Must be racist. And must love Gundam and other sorts.
Yeah.
No, but like, were you there when he almost got into a fight? Like, he almost got into a fight and expected, like, everyone to just kind of jump in the fight.
Well, Kevin?
He was so fucking drunk. No. It's Charlie.
He was pissed drunk and yelling honky at people.
Yeah, at a pool hall. Which majority of people are, you know,
honkies.
Honkies, as Charlie would, you know.
Honkasians.
Honkasians, yes. And he was pissed fucking drunk. Like, almost like he's got blacked out. And I'll tell you another story when he blacked out and took one of my shoes. but he just kept calling everyone honky. He's like, hey, honky, can I have a cigarette? Hey, honky, thanks. Well, it's just like, God damn, Charlie. And then one dude from the pool hall comes out, and he just starts picking a fight. Charlie started, obviously.
Yeah.
And it escalated to the point where his friends are like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you need to calm down. Like, we're not going to just fight because you're trying to get into a fight. And Charlie just realized this and realized how drunk he was. And he just kept his mouth shut, and he left. That's a smart move on his part.
He just kind of looked behind him, and you guys were just like smoking cigarettes and looking the opposite way.
He's the only one. He's like a chihuahua that barked, and he was barking too loud.
Barking at a pit bull.
Exactly,
and shit.
Okay. Yeah. And whatever. But another time, he got way too drunk. Like, Brian's house was open. His parents just left, and like we were just kind of having parties there. And one night, it was just me, him, Charlie, and Eric, and I think...
Handful of others,
yeah. And we're hanging out, and this guy, within 15 minutes of everyone just arriving to the party,
This was at like 9:30.
Yeah, 9:30, by the way. Pretty early for a party.
No, he poured himself like a glass of whiskey with like 9 shots in it.
Yep, and drank it immediately. Like, as soon as I said hi to him, I turned around and it was gone. That's how fast he was drinking. And he just drinks a whole handle to himself. And then face plants in front of the TV. While we're watching TV and enjoying our conversations, we just hear Charlie mumbling. He's like,
normal speech.
Yeah,
okay.
Normal speech, yeah. And we couldn't understand him. And finally, he flips over after half an hour and says, I gotta go home, call Andy, which is his brother, right? And so, you know, another 15 minutes go by, Andy swings by, picks his ass up, and leaves. And I don't realize my one shoe for my work is missing until I have to leave. So 2-3 hours later, I'm going home, getting my left shoe on, and I'm looking for my right shoe. I'm just like, I don't see it. Hey, you guys mess with my shoes? No one messes with shoes, you know? Looking around, and guess what the fuck I see? Charles's sandal. You guys didn't say sandals?
So he wore a sandal and a regular and shoe.
Work shoe.
And a work shoe.
Yeah, okay. And he went home. That's how pissed drunk he was. He didn't even know that he was wearing one sandal and one pair of fucking just a regular work shoe. And I had to wake him up at 7 in the morning because I had work. And made him come out, and he was cussing at me because he was all butthurt about him waking up early. I just wanted to fucking slap him right in the face, like, motherfucker. At least I'm the fucking, guy getting drunk off his ass and taking one shoe. Who the fuck does that?
And that basically describes Charles.
Kind of. It's just
that's Charles in a nutshell.
Yeah. I mean, there's more stories about him.
Yeah. So, alright, we're back after a half hour of this fucking bullshit.
Yeah, that was all fucking bullshit.
Came by and kicked us out of our little potting location. Our little potting studio, basically, and now we're stuck in some half-ass illegal room in the back of a house.
It's a shed.
It's pretty much a shed. So, hello everyone from our potting shed.
It's a badass potting shed, though.
Oh,
that
man.
Looks like it might collapse any minute, but whatever.
We'll make do. Keep sex slaves. You know what I mean?
Just chained to the sink.
Yeah, it's a bad environment.
Is it the blacked out windows or what?
It's all.
They're not blacked out. It just looks like they're blacked out.
It's all of the little exterior of the house. How it's still the exterior of the house, even though we're indoors.
Yeah, you can tell it's little. They used like outdoor siding to build the inside of this room.
Classic. I guess this kind of looks like some kind of fucking sexual device right here and shit.
I mean, there's open asbestos in the ceiling.
Oh, I love that. It's a classic look.
Asbestos never got anybody.
Yeah, we got kicked out because we thought people were going to play beer pong in the garage, which we were. And then we moved because we were being so generous, and then these fuckers
took over our Busch beer.
Busch beer. Yeah, they took all of the Busch beer, by the way.
Well, technically, they paid for it, and we drank half of it already.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I guess. But
trying to see what's going on in the news right now, but we don't have any fucking
signal.
Internet in the potting shed.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is probably why the lead this is a perfect the sex slave cave. The lead paint. This is where you...
Yeah, you can't call for help when you're trapped in here.
Nope. But, I mean, what's the recent thing that's happened? That airplane disappearance, and then,
They found that shit.
They didn't find that shit.
With all the dead motherfuckers in it.
They said everyone's dead.
Everyone's dead. They announced everyone that was dead. Like, they were like, there's no way we're gonna find these people.
I don't know what all those people like the day they announced it, everyone was like breaking down crying and shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
there's still hope, dude.
For hope, it would have been like 2 weeks. That plane didn't land on an island. The people are just chilling there.
If it was your castaway situation.
If
it was your own family member, you still have hope and the high hopes of that they would return.
After a week, you're
like,
all
right. It just makes an awesome, sad story.
I guess
That's newsworthy over there, apparently. Everywhere. Or why that was international news.
What, that the government took out that plane and shit? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the government? Maybe.
Not just the government, the fucking motherfuckers in charge and shit took that fucking plane out. That's what I think.
I mean, that's some harsh accusations, Mr. Juan.
Tell us
about the Malaysian
government.
Yeah, please. No. It has nothing really to do with the fucking Malaysian government. It has the motherfuckers in charge and shit. When they fucking want something to disappear, they disappear and shit. One motherfucker disappears.
Like 300 some odd people that was in there. I think there's more.
It's easy to make a fucking plane disappear and shit. Well, fucking just put in the word and
nowadays,
shit.
Nowadays, too, especially with
make
all the
that shit happen and shit.
You know?
Maybe, or it could just be some fucking bullshit I made up.
But I would understand if it was like back in the 30s, 40s, they even had planes back then.
Yeah,
they had airplanes.
I don't know.
What makes you think?
Got no smart learning, sir.
What makes you think the government ain't fucking capable of doing that shit now? Now they fucking, now more than ever and shit.
I mean, have you seen House of Cards?
I have not seen House of Cards. Would you like to talk about it?
A dog shit fucking show. They should be just called Kevin Spacey Show.
The Kevin Spacey Show?
Yeah. Why?
Well, he's the lead actor in it, right?
Oh, he's the lead male Caucasian actor, yeah.
Is there a female
African-American actress?
Oh, I don't know.
That could be considered a lead or what?
Don't, you know. But it's definitely the Kevin Spacey Show where Kevin Spacey, of course, is the main star, and he just shits on everybody. Preferably the minorities. Like, every minority gets really fucked in that show, and I guess everyone.
So it's the story of America.
It's the story of the American dream for Kevin Spacey. So it's Kevin Spacey again. It's Kevin
for privileged
Spacey.
White men.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and it's a dog shit show.
Is it like dog shit just because it makes you feel bad, or is it entertaining at all?
Yeah, I mean, it gets you, you know. The right emotion that they're trying to look for, which is like hate and disgust. You know, that's pretty much what you're looking at for your own government.
Is it a good show though, or is it just
cinematically? Yeah, it's decent. You know, everything's shot well, and you know the imagery is amazing. I guess,
but like acting and shit.
Acting is good too, as well. But again, the story makes no goddamn sense. It's Kevin Spacey just being Kevin Spacey. Every role he does is, hey, I'm Kevin Spacey, and fuck you.
Did he fuck a teenage girl or what?
A younger girl. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a younger journalist that he finds and just fucks the shit out of her, and then and later on, are you guys going
to
watch it?
Did a gay dad try to seduce him?
No, but there was a gay scene with Kevin Spacey doing some gay shit.
Then he's the center.
With another girl.
Penis?
No.
With another girl.
So it's a three-way.
Kevin Spacey
a devil's three-way.
Huh?
A devil's three-way?
What is that?
It's when there's two dudes fucking a girl.
Oh, yeah. But the intention is that he was going to fuck this dude, too, as well.
So he was like the outside bread on the sandwich kind of thing?
He was the lettuce that you prefer to take out or in.
The stinky lettuce.
The stinky little lettuce that, you know, gives him. But yeah, there's a lot of gay shit going on. Some lesbian shit going on. Why I say it's a dog shit show is because it's Kevin Spacey. Like, I don't like Kevin Spacey just because he has that one role. I mean, he's good at it. You bring him to... Well, he has a southern accent in this show. So that's the only difference you'll see. It's just it's white Morgan Freeman that hates on everybody.
It's white Morgan Freeman.
I love Morgan Freeman and shit.
No, I'm not bad.
So like, if you say like a white Morgan Freeman, it sounds like a nice guy.
But you know,
it's like white Jesus or white God. You know,
but see,
like,
apparently
some make believe shit.
Well, no, because if I'm talking about white Morgan Freeman, it's like he has that southern accent and it's just the sidebar he does. Like in the show, he'll like. Say something and like on the side, like to the audience.
Oh, okay.
You know, third wall, I guess. Maybe I third wall or something. Yeah. Like, goes on the side and he just says something to the audience, and you know he's just an asshole about it, right? Which is like great, you know, good acting, you know, well shot out and everything. But it's just again, like a douche being a douche is always not fun to look at.
But he's getting at like the heart of being like a proper like politician, right?
Makes
you feel that
he's the most corrupt dick in the whole show. That's what.
Like I said, a proper politician.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. In that sense, yes, Kevin Spacey is being Kevin Spacey as a politician. Are you going to watch it? Spoiler alert.
No, I'm going to watch it. I'm definitely going to watch that shit. Just because I'm curious.
Kills a prostitute.
Whole bunch.
It's not a politician without a dead prostitute, right?
It's always, yeah, that's definitely
what. Or some gay shit, apparently.
Yeah. Well, dude, that's some gay shit.
Brian, text me while my phone's under my...
What's happening while I was talking about this and you guys are...
I don't know.
My phone's on vibrate and this bitch has been texting me, but now I'm asking Brian to text me because she stopped texting me. And it was
like I don't want to be the one to stimulate this.
Well, someone needs to stimulate it. Somebody text me.
All right, so...
My phone's under my nuts.
So I found a fucking news story that's... Men's rights group...
Men's
slams,
rights?
Yeah, slams a city program that... offers self-defense classes for girls and women only. First of all, why is there a men's rights group? What the fuck are men getting discriminated against? They're offering programs for women? We don't like this? I mean...
Jesus. It's all those lower wages, dog. We deserve those too. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know men's rights group existed until this point. Are they trying to hold the women down more?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
it's just like the wife's right, dude.
Fucking glass ceiling.
I mean, seriously, what kind of guys need like a self defense class? Do they want to be in that class so they can learn how to like neck chop? Like these. I mean, what else do they do? It's like nut kicks and like eye gouges and shit. What the hell's a women's self defense class besides that?
If we want a male self defense class against women, then we just had to ask Juan how you keep your chest.
Make this bitch build a mud puddle. That's step one. Step two, punch her in the chest. Step three, blame that bitch for ruining your shoes.
Hey, she did, all right? That was a legitimate concern.
That's what I'm saying. This is the third step.
I will lead men everywhere in violence against women. I don't know. Oh, shit. I don't know what the fuck these guys want.
Oh, man. But you
ever heard about the Weiss rights groups and shit?
White's rights?
No, they don't call it that, but that's pretty much what it is and shit.
Are you talking about KKK or?
No. Well, it's kind of the same shit, but not really. No,
they have legitimate.
Yes and no. Yes and no. Yes and no. It's all these motherfuckers thinking that the white man has it so hard, apparently, since fucking everybody else is getting. I was gonna say equal rights, but almost kind of a little bit getting equal rights.
Nowadays, it's bullshit. Like trying to get into college or something. If you're white, they're like, "Yeah, we have a lot of you."
Yeah, I'm sorry for the 400 or 500 years fucking privilege you guys had. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry for the past 10 years you had to endure.
I don't give a shit about the fucking past. My life is impacted because
you
couldn't get into
college. Hey, you got into college just fine.
I didn't get into a great. I didn't get into a great one though.
Neither did I.
It's black people's fault that you didn't get into a great college. I'm pretty sure it's because you were smoking fucking dip, dude. At 16 years old. Pretty sure that's why you didn't get into.
Jeremiah. It was the slave's fault for getting enslaved, alright?
They
fucked this whole thing up.
No.
Fucked it up for the white man completely.
Jesus. But if I was like Native American or Eskimo or some bullshit, I'd get an A where I want with like a 2.0.
Yeah, you're not Eskimo. Yeah. Your parents are alcoholics and they live on a fucking reservation. No shit.
God damn.
It's just cause.
It's bullshit.
Oh, that's great though. Poor Native Americans.
Yeah, man. Fuck. Hey, look, there's like 20 fucking Native Americans left in the fucking world and shit. Like
no,
20,
fuck that
dude.
Shit. They get casino money now,
dude. No. Like two motherfuckers get like a handful get.
He's right, and then there's
money.
A bunch of white people to say, "Oh, I'm a little bit Cherokee," and then they get all the privileges. You know what they say? It's a classic phrase. You know, all white, all right.
Damn, if it is all right, you're all right. Got it, as fucking Paul Mooney says, you got the complexion for the protection.
Well, as Phil Duffy says, if you ain't white, you ain't right.
Oh, man.
No, but really, man, but it's crazy and shit. You know, like, all these white folks got it so hard, apparently. You know, gotta worry about fucking being white and shit. Gotta watch what they say and shit. Finally, motherfuckers and shit. Complaining about that shit. No, motherfuckers complain about that shit all the time and shit. I was at the comic shop fucking this past Wednesday and shit, and we're fucking talking about some fucking movie. We're talking about Woody Allen movies and how he's a fucking dirtbag, sleazebag, whatever. And he's talking about some movie about one of his movies made about sex and shit, and he's talking about like there's white sperm and there's like a black sperm or whatever, and then you know like racial humor, but you know it's not making fun of fucking black people, it's making fun of the fucking black stereotype. But this dude, the way he said it was interesting because he says back then when you can make like racist jokes and it'd be okay, and I was just like, racist jokes? It's racial humor. It's not a racist joke. You're not making fun of black people. You're making fun of fucking like racism and shit. So I guess back in the day, it was alright to fucking make fun of black people, which is fucking like the whole history, which you could always do. You could always fucking make. It's what they always did and shit, blackface and shit. But white men has it hard. They can't fucking make fun of black people anymore, all willy nilly and shit. They gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful, man. What the fuck?
Well, nobody could say anything anymore. Yeah. The world's so fucking politically correct now.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
I'd rather have that than fucking have white people saying fucking beaner all willy nilly and shit. I don't like that shit.
Well, I mean, you got the white guilt now, like the white guilt phase.
Kind of white.
It's been happening.
I think it's funny. Personally, I think white guilt's hilarious.
It is hilarious. I mean, because it's like any minority knows that they're fucking with them, but the white person.
Some of them.
They don't know that because legally they can't say shit, you know, to actually, you know.
Well, if they got enough money, they can, but...
Well, Kevin Spacey, there you go. I mean, that's welcome back to Kevin Spacey Show.
You should bring every conversation back to Kevin Spacey the rest of this.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. Kevin Spacey's my idol.
But yeah, but I guess just to end with, yeah, white people have it hard. Sorry, white folks. Apologize.
I mean, I got no problem with white folks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes I do.
I'm just Albanians? Motherfuckers are crazy, dude.
Oh, yeah. Russians? Oof, don't even get me started.
Albanians are crazy motherfuckers and shit.
Getting intense over there in Russia.
Also, muck coke shit? Yeah.
Fucking so. Ukraine and Georgia before that. And
No, they're all crazy. I'm gonna burn down. I don't know why everything's our problem, though.
A bunch of Russians are getting rid of their iPads because they think that Americans are going to be spying on them. Like, Apple's going to spy on the fucking Russians.
Why wouldn't they, dude?
So they're getting rid of all their iPads and shit.
All of them, huh?
Do they have a Russian version of the iPad?
I don't know. Made out of snow or something? I don't fucking know. They don't make shit out there except for fucking nesting dolls, right? That's like all that they produce in Russia. Nesting dolls and fucking vodka. Yeah, there you go.
iPads made out in dreams.
Duh. They're like crying while they're packaging their iPads away. You know, Russia's got some crazy problems right now. I mean, we all do, I guess.
Our problems are usually based on other countries' problems, though.
We got plenty.
If we spend the money that we spend on other countries on this fucking country,
shit.
We'd be pristine, I would say.
We'd only be $6 billion in debt instead of $30 trillion.
Oh, God.
Exactly. Then fucking Bill Gates could bail us out the rest.
I was like, I own the country now, motherfuckers.
I'd let Bill Gates fucking own this country.
Oh, absolutely not. It'd be scary. What if you get blue screen one of these days? We're jerking off and just like, blink! And you're like, God damn it! Not again!
Pay taxes in for sure, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Pay taxes. Who does that?
No, not the rich.
That was Juan. It was not Lando. Promise.
The white folks are cool and shit. You know,
thanks.
I'll back on the white.
Yeah, back well, on. We appreciate that. Like, all we needed was Juan's fucking
approval from the white people.
Thank you, Juan.
He's like the Pope.
We can go to sleep now.
Man. You know, but white folks are cool, you know? Like, there's a lot of real cool white people, you know? Like, and some of the views, like, on race and shit, just uninformed. But, like, a lot of them are cool and shit. Like, country people and shit. I love, like, country white people. They're cool as fuck.
Yeah, because they won't lynch people at all.
Good country people. Good fucking, like, country white people. Fucking awesome, dude. They're legit.
But the bad ones... The bad ones don't let you.
Country people?
Yeah, like country people.
C-U-N-T?
Not cunty, country.
That was a country people.
Yeah, people like country and shit. Like, you know, people from fucking South and shit, Midwest.
So basically hillbillies. Out of all the white people you can praise, it's hillbillies. It's the cool hillbillies out there.
I'd give a shout out to the NASCAR fans out there. And Bush. And Bush Live. What the fuck?
Hey, I'll stick by that, dude. Hey, so, country white folks are fucking, they're cool people, man. They're cool people. Like, the good ones are cool, man.
Alright.
Nice and shit.
Can you elaborate one?
Why are you elaborating that?
How are they good?
I said they're cool, man.
Is it because they don't call you beater? Is that...
That's a start,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'll be like, hey, buddy, how you doing, man?
You know, well, if it's in the South, they're calling you Cuban.
They just assume.
Keep asking you for cigars.
Oh, maybe. Shit. I don't know. I'm trying to fucking help white people out here, right? Shit, you're not fucking making
they
me
don't
fucking...
They don't need to help any help, dude. When in the time of... When in the history of man has white people needed help?
Build bridges here, right? Trying to help build bridges here.
Those bridges are...
They're just going to take those bridges for 5 cents.
Yeah, dude.
And some beads and shit.
Smallpox blankets.
I try to white people.
Let the record show. I tried to help the white race.
You're on your own. I didn't say all white people.
You said hillbillies, yeah. How'd you get a shout out to NASCAR fans? I mean, come on.
Probably people that we've offended here today. I personally apologize.
We've offended but everybody.
Seriously, yeah. We've actually offended a lot of
it's all love.
I want to get a picture of you giving a thumbs up, smiling, and putting on a t-shirt. And like, I got Juan's approval.
T-shirt's got to be white, though.
A white shirt.
White t-shirt. The hoodie, extra long.
No. We all know hoodies are for black people. Come on.
Oh, not necessarily. Where do you think they got the idea of hoodies? From the original hoodies.
They just zipped up a Klan robe.
Yeah. No, like, this looks pretty good. Well, let's not make it white. Just, let's make it black.
They don't want no confusion. They don't want rap black people, do they know? Yeah. Only black kids.
Oh man,
that is the fucking truth, man.
Well, I know Zimmerman did it twice, I'm pretty sure, right?
I don't know about twice, but he's
surprised he hasn't got killed yet.
Was Zimmerman?
He shot his girlfriend or something like that too, right?
Did he?
Something like that, or he beat his girlfriend. That was what it was. And everyone flipped out when he beat the white girl, but they shot a black man, and they were like,
that sucks.
It's okay. It's Florida. That's what we do in Florida. Well, fucking Florida, huh?
Yeah.
Right, well, what
don't go to Florida, man. Like Florida.
Well, first
Florida.
Thing, too, it wasn't a black man. It was a black kid. A black fucking teenager and shit.
Yeah, but I mean,
so it wasn't even fucking like he shot like another fucking man. He shot a fucking kid and shit.
I mean.
Walked away scot-free.
He was saying he like, the teenager, like, he said something to him because he questioned him about where he was going.
Well, fuck yeah,
I'd be like, fuck yeah, too, if you're like...
You'd be like, someone fucking getting on your case and shit, fucking followed around fucking malls and shops and shit. That shit gets fucking annoying. You should just have some fucking random motherfucker with no fucking title or nothing fucking put up with your shit. Fuck that. You get pissed off and you fucking tell him shit. And what happened is fucking Zimmerman came over, he got his ass beat by this fucking kid, and he fucking shot his ass because he was getting his fucking ass beat and shit. And I guess he wasn't getting his ass beat that hard that he could fucking pull out a gun and shoot a fucking
exactly.
kid and shit. Oh, crazy shit. Bullshit. Yeah.
Well, you know what Charlie says? You can't simmer the Zimmer.
Oh, my God, man, please.
Yeah, Zim Dog, the Zim Dog.
Yeah, something like that. And he even had one for Dorner's.
That's ridiculous.
But they did. That's the ironic part. Glad they did corner.
Funny part is somebody ordered a pizza to that cabin or something like that. I think while it was going on.
Oh, my God, dude. So ridiculous. Can you get fined for that?
Maybe.
Yeah, because you're intentionally interrupting law, like the process.
Well, I don't. You didn't interrupt anything. He didn't like walk to the door. He's like, "Excuse me, officer.
I know you just shot a man.
I'm doing my job here."
Pizza.
He probably drove up to him and been like, "Oh fuck," and then turned around and went back.
Yeah, like, I haven't done a lot of delivering that to there.
What do they do with all the pizza that they don't deliver?
Probably
they just throw it away,
or they probably reheat it until like some other guy orders the same.
Some asshole
thing.
Orders the same pizza. Yeah.
One of Juan's hillbilly friends.
What'd you say? What? Pepperoni?
I was going to say they burn it in front of homeless people.
He was entertaining. I know you want this pizza. Fucking burn it right in front of homeless.
Oh, they might.
I was working a couple days ago in Echo Park, right by that park where we saw the dead guy when we were driving by. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Saw the guy getting arrested and some dead guys under a sheet.
Yeah.
When we fucking left K-Town?
What happened?
There's a story about a homeless guy in a stroller.
It was at fucking Echo Park, dude. Fucking, we're in LA. We're leaving from fucking KBBQ, and fucking Kevin makes a wrong fucking turn. And we end up by that park, and there's a fucking stroller, and there's a fucking grown man in it.
Wait. Like a normal kid stroller?
Yes, a child
stroller. Yeah, fucking stroller. And it was a fucking grown man stroller.
Is he like a skinny crackhead?
It was a grown man stroller. It was those strollers that they use for retarded.
Oh my God.
Push fucking grown man around.
No, but this motherfucker in a fucking goddamn stroller and shit. I was looking at us and shit, and I was just like,
is he like a skinny crackhead or something?
He wasn't that skinny and shit, but it's just more that it's a fucking grown ass man and a fucking.
Is anyone pushing him?
No. It's a fucking grown man and a fucking
worried.
Where's his parents?
I don't know. We got the fuck out of there and shit. We weren't fucking asking no questions and shit.
That's what happens when you get lost in LA.
Echo Park's insane, though.
Yeah, Echo Park is insane. Saw that dead guy.
Yeah, we're driving by. The guy's getting arrested in the park.
Yeah, and like a couple yards or feet away from him, there's a sheet covered.
Yeah.
So he like stabbed somebody or
something? Yeah, stabbed some guy or
fucking,
something. It was probably a homeless fight.
Probably.
The guy homeless that was getting arrested?
Yeah.
He looked
pretty fucking worn
fucked up. So
yeah, but that, I'm sure you know.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it's quite a bit crazy.
There you go, ladies. Feel safe and go jog in Echo Park.
Echo Park after 5 p.m. It's no longer a park there. It's
except
like
we saw the murder in the like the middle of the day.
Yeah, middle of the day around like 12:30 in the afternoon. Just casually driving by all that traffic. It's not like we wanted to stop driving through traffic, being forced to look at every single scene. Like, it's a cutscene, you know, as you're going down, you move 5 feet. Oh, there's the cops. Move five. Oh, there's paramedics. Move 5 feet. Oh, there's a dead body. Just, you're looking at it like, what happened here? You know?
But it wasn't exactly anything that was, like, super surprising, though. I mean, look at the neighborhood, you're like,
Oh, yeah. I believe it. Yeah, definitely. You look around. One glance in that neighborhood, you're just like, I need to cover my asshole. Like,
the poor people rape people.
They're raping everybody around here.
Take that out of the variable. It's a possibility. I will not take that out.
That is true.
Do you fear for your asshole? Seriously,
dude. If you get raped, it's
no. But do you really like honestly that honest fear? Like you fear for your asshole? Like in certain areas, just like I don't know about this place. My house. Okay, I might pop something up there.
I'm a big boy. I don't think anyone's gonna be like that guy.
You pop a plug up there.
Yeah, you know.
No one's getting to this asshole. Yeah,
I don't think anyone wants to go in that one.
I don't know.
I've never been to jail, so I wouldn't know.
And you're not above Jew, so Charles doesn't like you.
For those of you that don't know, our friend Charles, sometimes known as Charlie, has a weird attraction to buff Jews and 12-year-old girls.
Yeah.
And the way we found this out is that we're watching Kick-Ass 2. Sorry. But he was fucking drunk. He had a couple drinks, right? So he was a little fucked up. And fuck, you know, when you're fucked up, you get a little bit loose and shit. And as soon as like that cat, whoever plays like the main cat in Kick-Ass or whatever, when he took off his fucking shirt and shit, fucking our friend Charles couldn't stop going on about how fucking buff this dude was. And what he was doing the whole time, he's fucking just rubbing his fucking thighs back and forth. It's just like giggling like a little girl, and she's giggling back and forth and shit, back and forth. It's buff Jew. And I was kind of sitting a few chairs away from him, just looking at him. I was like, but the weird part too is that like when the hit girl, like the fucking 12 or 13 year old that she plays and shit, he was doing the same goddamn little fucking thigh rub for her too. And I was like, what the fuck is going
on? So you watched Charlie get turned on a couple seats away from you while watching Kick-Ass.
Yeah, dude, that shit was fucking weird, man. Oh, like, man, it's like, hey, if the man likes buff Jews, he likes buff Jews. Like, to each his own and shit, that's where you go, fucking cool, like, do your thing, whatever. But it's like, it's a mixture of that and the 12-year-old girls, you know? Like, it's kind of like, it's a little weird, you know? It's just like, it's either or. Like, either you like buff Jews or you like fucking 12-year-old girls and shit, you know? Like, but fucking mixing the both of them up is kind of fucking weird and shit, you know? Like, well, I guess the 12-year-old girls is fucking more weird and shit. It's just like, is that as both
I didn't of them. Know that time about Charlie, but...
Or, I don't know if it was that or just the way he was fucking rubbing his thighs that kind of like...
I mean, how drunk was he? I mean, there's several different...
He was pretty fucked up and shit, because he was fucking slurring and mumbling and shit.
I let that go. Just
you remember that shit, right? Fucking Lando? When you were there, you saw that shit. You saw fucking how giddy it was to see the fucking
thigh rub.
That thigh rub and the giggle and shit.
In his defense, though, that bitch is not 12.
She looked 12. I'm sorry. She wasn't 12.
She was probably
like
14, 15. That's legal in some states, I think.
Not seen about California. So, yeah. So now you know. Now you know. Now you know. Now you know. And how the fuck did we end up talking about fucking Charles attraction above Jews?
Everyone Lando. Has attraction above Jews.
Don't rub your chest when you say that. It's cool. You're not one of them, Brian.
Lando.
Thank you.
Look at me. That look. Hey, do not wink at me.
Wink at everybody.
Wink
don't wink at me.
It gets me in trouble sometimes.
I bet it does.
By a police officer?
Nah.
Tell people it's an eye infection.
Preachers and stuff.
Community members?
Yes, because I'm very active in the church.
In the church.
Thank you, Father.
And that's the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We're all going to hell.
Alright, so.
Alright, well.
We're going to wrap this up, I suppose.
Yeah, fucking win it.
Alright, so. Guess that was the end of this. First one, and hopefully by next episode we'll have a name for all of you. But that's it. So,
all right. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night.
Good night, peoples.